It is Monday, September 3rd, 2012. This is a Labor Day edition of Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Ahead on this holiday version of the program, Peter Lippincott picks up his guitar and mandolin, ukulele, and other instruments for his CD, Making Lemonade. Tomorrow night, he'll perform many of the songs from the CD live for the Music on the Mountain series on Mount Sequoia. We'll talk to him. Plus, Roby Brock from TalkBusiness.net looks back at a very busy late summer week in business and politics in Arkansas and our audio salute to working. But first, the Bentonville School District has been growing by leaps and bounds. Last week, the school board approved some expansion projects that incurred, they say, no additional cost to taxpayers. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis spoke with Bentonville School Superintendent Michael Poor on Friday about the plans.
First of all, could you tell me what exactly these expansion plans are?
We actually have some money that we're kind of pleased that it's available to us. The money for these projects come as a result of us coming in under budget on all of the bond projects that we've done up to this point on a millage that was passed in 2010. And so money that has been saved by, you know, really doing good work with our architects and with our construction firms, we've saved, and that's created a pot of money. Secondly, we've been, I think, wise and fortunate in terms of how we've sold the bonds. And as a result of what we've done on that, we've actually gain some additional funds. And so the board on Wednesday night made a decision to do several things. One was to enhance our technology delivery, which is needed, and this will impact every single kid in our district. Second, they also voted to expand on four of our elementary schools.
Okay, now I know the technology, that was a part of the millage that failed earlier in the year. Was this just an effort looking at spare money and seeing what you could do with it, or?
Correct. It was to, you know, our technology need is still long-term in terms of what we have to do planning out, but we didn't want to waste another year of being even and falling even farther behind other surrounding districts. This allocation of resources will allow us to become wireless in all of our buildings, something that we currently don't have. It will enhance computer labs at all of our sites. And then finally, it'll help us with infrastructure needs in order to be able to support these enhanced things so that our technology, you know, will be efficient and running and serving kids.
On the expanding of the elementary schools, I understand that's going to be additional classroom space?
It is. And so three of the four schools will have four classrooms added onto it, and one of our elementaries will have actually eight classrooms. This really was needed because it's kind of one of those pleasant problems, a problem that many districts probably would love to have, but we ended up having over 1,000 new students come into Bentonville schools this year. We'd projected for only 500, and really that had been kind of our track mark of having 400 to 600 new kids. This year we had 1,000 new kids. And immediately when we got those kids, and the kindergarten group in particular is at a very high number, it made it so that we have no margin anymore, and we're actually transporting kids this year across three and four attendance zones to get to a school where there is room. By adding these additional classroom spaces, we'll be able to leave kids more in their neighborhood schools, and we also will be able to cut down on transportation costs that we incur right now by busing these kids all over trying to find a space where we have room.
These projects, the technology and the expansion projects, about how much are they going to cost and about how long is it going to take to construct them?
Well, this is one of the exciting parts, and we've got some work to do with architects and contractors, but the construction work for these additions on the elementary, our target is to have that done by June of 2013 so that we will be able to impact students and families going into the 2013-2014 school year.
So this is happening pretty quickly then.
We're going to work feverishly. It's going to create a whole new workload for my staff and for some of the construction firms, but that's going to be our target, and we believe that it can be accomplished And we feel like it's really necessary to get accomplished. So we're excited about that. The technology, it will happen. We'll start to work on that right away, and hopefully have those things in place also before the end of the school year.
Really quickly, I want to touch on another topic. What progress has been made on deciding what to do with the growing high school population?
You know, and I appreciate you asking that, Timothy, because a lot of people say, well, why didn't you use some of, I've heard at least some people say, why didn't you use the $7 million to try to soften the high school situation? Well, first off, people need to understand that in the state of Arkansas, you're very limited in terms of your class size. You can't exceed a certain number, and it depends on which grade level it is. So, in other words, a kindergarten classroom is going to have less students in it than a high school classroom. And at the elementary levels, our classrooms were all full, really across the entire district. We have very little space for additional elementary students. At the high school level, we also are full, but we have more flexibility in terms of what we can do with those high school kids in terms of schedules, as well as what we can even do with teachers on assignment. So in the past, let's say 5 years ago in Bentonville, a teacher might be teaching they're in their classroom for 5 hours during the day and then have 1 hour where they're in a planning period. Well, now that doesn't happen in Bentonville. I mean, everybody basically is on carts. Well over 50% of our staff are on carts and moving, and we're using every single room. We also are trying to elongate our day, and we'll continue to try to search into making the day longer because that's our next flexibility to try to deal with it. So high school does have more flexibility than elementary. We are looking at, you know, manipulating schedules, trying to bring in more of an online delivery over the next year, and that's why it was essential also to pass this technology component on Wednesday. And then finally, we still have to come forward to the voters because, as I tried to share earlier, $7 million really won't get you much in terms of a high school building with the requirements that the state asks. That might only really serve 200, 250 kids, which is only the growth for us for 1 year at a high school. So we've got to have a longer-term solution. We have a new board that's going to come into play. We have elections coming up in September. The new board will be in place in October, and we'll work with the new board and with our community to try to come up with a delivery that this community can say, we're behind it, we're going to vote for it. And we know we're going to have to be come in at a lower number, and we're looking at all those options right now.
Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis spoke with Bentonville School Superintendent Michael Poor about expansion plans in Bentonville on Friday.